Now, are you going to be good while I go in there and buy some tobacco? Yeah, I know you will.
Hi there, Mr. Carter. I can see you're toting your new grandson around. Only ain't so new anymore, huh?
That's right, Hiram.
Hey, he's a good-looking boy. How old now?
Just on a year.
Seems like only yesterday that Mary Lou was having him.
Coochie, coochie, coochie.
Nice little chap. You see, I've still got away with kids. You wanting some tobacco, Mr. Carter?
Oh, please, the usual.
Right.
Thanks, Hiram. Seeing you.
Give my regards to Mary Lou and Bob.
Okay, now, little man. Let's get you back to your mom and dad, huh?
You give me that kid.
Hey, he's taking the kid. Help me! He's taking the kid!
The Sons of Darkness. Lee Masters, FBI, who wages relentless war against crime. Lee Masters, the blind detective who challenges the Sounds of Darkness.
One, two, three.
Yeah. Okay, Johnny. Another couple of days, huh? Sure, yeah. No, you don't need me. And just finish liaising with Kurt and you should get it done. Yeah. No, there's nothing to be sorry about. I'll see you Thursday, okay? So long. Yeah, Ames?
How did you know?
You always call when I'm trying to think hard.
So, I make 3 calls a week to you. Not the amount of times you think hard a week.
Well, you're one up on me there, Ames.
Late. You finished the Drake case 6 days back. Right now, Johnny is in
Washington.
Yeah. Doing anything in particular?
No, just mulling over the fraud that Phil handed on to me. Nothing's come to light yet. Anyway, I think Peters has taken a powder.
Left the country. Yeah, maybe. Well, I want you on to a snatch case.
Who?
So drop the fraud, okay? Better still, send it back to Phil.
Who?
Who what?
Who got snatched?
Kids.
Oh, that. Yeah, I heard about it. There's been another one?
Yep. This morning, 10 a.m., right in the middle of New York. An old guy toting his grandson around.
And someone ran up, grabbed the kid, huh? Same modus operandi as the other 2 kids, 4th May and 20 May.
Yeah. Can I take it?
You want me to?
Wouldn't call you otherwise.
Okay. Send Jake Halliday along, will you?
You got any rye left in your cupboard?
No, but he drives a car well. Okay, Ames. Who has the depositions?
My office.
Tell Jake to pick me up. I'll be with you as soon as I can. So long. Now, who the heck would want to build up a baby farm?
Well, what do you think, Lee?
Right now? Nothing.
Funny, you know. No ransom demands on the first 2 kids snatched. Nothing so far on the 3rd kid.
Obviously, they're not being snatched for dough, Jake. Oh.
For why, then?
I don't know yet, but I will. I know how upset you must be at all this here.
It was all my fault. The guy just came running at me, and before I knew it, he'd snatched the boy and was gone. I can hardly face Bob and Mary Lou.
No, I can understand that. Mr. Carter, you haven't noticed anyone watching you last week or so?
No.
There's no one tailing you or
anything? No. No. Listen, you've got to get that boy back.
We will, Mr. Carter.
Howley.
How what?
You told that poor old guy we'll get the kid back.
What do you want me to tell him, Jake, that we won't? I told Ames you drove a car well.
Sorry, me.
He's 42nd. Parents of the second kid who was snatched.
You hoping for another link?
Yep. In the description of the man who took all three kids, Carter told us what he looked like. That tallied with the description given by Mrs. Labuzzi.
Uh-huh.
Let's see what the Makems can give us.
I must say, in each case, they told the cops that they couldn't recognize the guy. Even Carter said that.
So?
Well, you have any way of getting information out of people?
Well, I do, Jake. It helps.
It's a young guy, dark, like Puerto Rican maybe. Age about 25, wild eyes, slim, runs fast. Wants to help, Lee. Not all that much.
You shoved out a 2B2 statewide?
Yeah. You don't think all states?
No, same guy snatched all three kids. He's not going to traipse them across country, I shouldn't think.
What next, Lee?
You want us to call Johnny back from Washington to help?
No, I don't think so. Case he's on is important. Let him finish it. You got that map again, Jake?
Yeah, I got it here. There you are.
All right. Now check me back on the locales again, Jake. First snatch, May 4th, corner of 5th Avenue and East 57th, right outside Squibb Building.
Uh-huh.
May 20th, right at Columbus Circle, right outside the southwest corner of Central Park.
Uh-huh.
And the last one, Columbus Avenue and West 59th, outside the St. Paul the Apostle Church.
Yeah.
Each snatch, about 10 in the morning.
That's right, Lee.
So, it's all taken place around Central Park. Ames, the cops with us?
Sure. Ex-patrols in that vicinity, like you requested.
Mm-hmm. Now, New York's full of Puerto Ricans,
mm-hmm.
full of Latins. Maybe it isn't so full of three squalling kids who want to go home to mom.
New York's full of kids, don't you worry.
Descriptions of the kids out in streams?
Naturally.
Jake, you like kids?
Not very much. Why?
How'd you like to walk around Central Park with a kid of 9 months, maybe a year, in your arms?
You've got to be joking.
I'm not.
Just great. So what do I do if this thing yells?
Comfort it.
How?
Sing to it. Now, on second thoughts, you better not. Okay, Jake, off you go. You walk around the park like you're a nice, happy father of a bouncing boy. Ames will be watching you. You'll be observed all the time.
Okay.
Hey, you know what this little... What this kid is doing now?
Oh, we can guess, Jack.
Great. New suit, too.
It'll work, Lee?
I don't know. It may work. Each of the snatches has been about a week from the other. Maybe we're a bit too soon doing this now, but, well, maybe not.
Jake's face.
You know, Lee, if this one's serious, the whole thing would be laughable.
I know. Borrowing babies from orphanages and all. Those cops, the ones doing the rounds of the park higher up, are they looking like cops?
No, no. Women mostly, plus a couple of our dolls, a few men.
Good. Okay, we sit and wait.
Now listen, you kids. Don't make such a noise, huh? Look, you want I should play some nice music, huh? You up some grub. But don't cry, huh? Because I can't stand kids to cry. Now, listen to the music and And be quiet. I said for you to shut up. Maria, maybe you just need time. Look after these kids. Mix them up some grub. I'm going out. You don't have to look at me like that. I happen to like kids. Only not when they cry. Okay?
Lee, is there no other way?
None I can think of, Ames.
2 days we've been doing this.
I know. I think the snatcher will strike again. Around here. How's Jake doing?
You know, I think he's getting to like the kid he's carrying around. Ah, Bill Toohey's near him. Then a couple of cops further down. Hey, wait a minute. Walking behind Jake. About 50 yards back.
Yeah?
Small guy. Thin. Long hair. Black. Can see his back only. Jake stopped. So is this guy. Stopped. Lighting smoke. And now Jake walks on again. So does this guy.
All right, get him, Ames.
I got a light.
Sure.
Staring eyes, slim, yeah. What's your name, son?
To you, does it matter?
Yes, it does. You're coming with me.
No!
Ames, he punched me one. Stupid that I am.
You get a good look at him.
Better than that. Left a shoe behind.
Yeah, that's good. Criminals have been caught before, unless...
We had the guy.
Don't let it bug you, Ames.
It does.
Okay, so just quit beefing. We can do some thinking. I know how you feel.
Yeah, sure.
Nothing in the shoe, huh?
No, no name, no maker's name. Can just read the shoe size. 8.
Well, let me have it again, will you?
Yeah.
Feels kind of like hand-tooled leather. It's old, yeah, but it has a good feel to it. It's not the kind of thing a Puerto Rican would buy. Oh, maybe you would. Flashy guys, usually.
Lee, New York has a couple of thousand shoe stores.
I know. Funny tread. The V's on the sole, bars on the heel. Not that that's so odd, but the inside of the heel feels more worn than the rest of the heel. Okay, so a lot of people don't walk even, but this is a pronounced inward turn of the right heel of the foot. Did he limp, this guy?
Didn't notice, frankly.
You should have.
No.
So the kidnapper's right shoe. He must limp a bit, although this shoe is not built up.
Does any of this help?
Ames, I want calls out to shoe stores. Not the big ones, not the ready-mades either. Find us a cobbler somewhere in the vicinity of Central Park, and we may find the snatcher.
Not much to go on, Lee.
I agree. Get it going, will you?
Anyone home? Anyone home? Hey! Anyone in this place? Hello?
You want something?
Oh. Well, maybe. Here's my card.
Let me get my glasses. FBI? Mister, this trouble?
Oh, not for you. You're a sign outside the shop. You mend shoes, you make shoes, all kinds of leather work, right?
That's so, yes.
You ever seen this shoe before?
Have I seen this before?
That's what I asked.
I don't know. It's a good shoe. It's old. It's
Look,
good.
Did you make the shoe?
I mean, no, I don't think so.
Hey?
Yeah. It's okay. I asked where the shop was. It's easy.
Hey, you could have gone off Central Parkway.
I can find places, Jake.
How can I help you, please?
Mr. Masters here is FBI as well. What's your name?
Kish. Jacob Kish. Mr. Kish, Jake shown you a shoe yet?
Yes, this one here. He wants to know if I make it. I can't remember making it. It's old, you see.
Now, we've tried all the small shops around here. Yours is about the last one. We're trying to trace the owner of the shoe, Mr. Kish. It's very important.
Well, it was a good shoe.
There are two things to remember if you did make up a pair of shoes like this for someone. The man's right leg, something wrong with it. The heel of his feet, the whole foot bends in a bit, more pronounced at the heel.
Yeah, I can see that from the shoe.
Show him the picture, Jake.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Recognize this man. Is this the man you might have made up a pair of shoes for?
I don't recognize such a person.
Okay, we'll try another tack. This leather, Mr. Kish, feels like very good leather. Expensive.
Yes, it's a little like a leather I've not worked with for 4 years. No, 3. Can't be obtained anymore. It's no more imports.
Elbors. Persia.
How did you know?
Oh, it's just something I suspected. What little Persian leather there is very good stuff. Okay, now look at this drawing again. I think of someone who had shoes made up in Elbers leather about 3 years back.
It's a long time ago.
Think of a man with a turned-in right foot.
It could be that man in the photo. Young man, very quiet, very strange. But with good taste.
Would you have any idea where it can be found?
Now?
Yeah, now.
Come talk with my wife, please. She remembers faces and names. Come inside, please.
I'll lead off, Lee.
Okay.
Yeah. This is it. I can't remember the exact apartment number, but this is the block.
I'll try any door.
Okay, here.
Yeah? What you want?
Masters and Halliday, FBI.
What?
You heard me. You know this man?
You feds?
I said so. Recognize the man in this drawing?
Yeah. Looks like Juan. Lives 6 apartments down.
Left or right?
Number 32 on the left. Hey, what's he done? Something bad? You gonna take him in for letting those kids make all that noise?
Jake, get up there.
Quick.
Baby food, the lot. Only no babies. No guy called Juan.
He must have shoved an hour ago, maybe.
Yeah. Knew we were coming, you think?
Perhaps. May have seen us going to Kish's shoe shop. You never know. Damn.
Well, at least it shows this guy, nutty as he is, doesn't want to hurt the kids. All this baby stuff. It's good material.
How would you know?
You forget, Lee. I like babies now. I had to get to like them. So we missed the guy by an hour.
Who was it?
A dame.
Get her, Jake.
Okay, Miss Oliveira. I'll call you again if we need you.
Not much help. Just confirms the name of the boy we want. Juan Oliveira.
And confirms his motive.
Yeah, what you said, he can get nasty. He's a killer, Lee.
As they say, a nut is a nut is a nut.
Lee, he can't be on the run with 3 little kids.
No, but he bought a pram. That's what Maria said. He could put them all in a pram, I guess.
Would that attract attention?
Sure. If he hasn't had reason to hurt them yet, he may be sitting somewhere, biding his time, almost
paranoically waiting for them to wake up, maybe, and start squalling. And then...
Okay, we got the picture, but where is he?
Maybe Central Park again. Ames, I want all cops. Our guy's called off. I want you to stay out of the picture. I want Jake out of the picture. I'm going to Central Park to walk around on my own, but I'd like you both within calling distance.
Hoping to find him on your own?
Having to find him on my own. On my right and behind me now. I'll go up to the top again, start coming back. All I have to hear is kids. I don't want to make a boo-boo, grab some dame sitting here in the park with a baby. Kids. But if I do hear them, it could be tickets for the kids this guy snatched. Could be... One hour and nothing. Maybe he isn't even here.
Mister, you've got to be careful.
Oh, yeah, thanks.
Shut up, you!
You mind if I join you?
No, sure. Oh, can't see, huh?
No.
It must be tough. And I complain because of my leg.
Did I hear a kid cry out?
Yeah, I got three in a pram right here. Hey, you like kids? Me, I like them. I love them. Only, I don't like it when they cry.
What's in your hand?
In my hand? That's a knife. How did you know?
Oh, I just wondered, you know.
You're a cop.
No. A cop? No, you see, a blind man gets sensitive to movement. I heard you move. Take something out of a pocket, maybe? I only asked, is all.
Ah, sure. You know, the cops are looking for me.
Oh, truly?
Yeah. I think they went up to my place just opposite. I got the feeling they were closing in.
Why are they after you?
Because I snatch kids. I snatch these three. They're okay when they're asleep, or when they, you know, they gurgle and kind of smile at you, but when they make a noise... You know, there were cops here in Central Park looking for me?
Really?
I knocked one of them down. He tried to grab me. I don't know why I come back here. Maybe you get tired of running. He's nice in the park.
I think I'll go. I have to get home. Give me a hand up, would you?
Sure. My arm! No, you... You're breaking my arm.
Drop the knife. Jake. Ames. Drop the knife.
Let's put him out for the count. Hey. He was going to use that knife, huh? On the kids.
Where's Ames?
Higher up, sitting in the car. I kind of disobeyed you and came into the park, anticipating something.
I'm glad you did, Jake. Okay, you people, move off, please. This is FBI business. Move off, please.
Well, there's Ames coming up with a couple of uniformed guys.
You bring the kids, Jake.
All right.
You're fond of kids now, you tell me. They can bring Juan Olivera. Okay, let's go.
You have been listening to The Sounds of Darkness. Join the world of Lee Masters, the blind detective, next Tuesday and every Tuesday night at 7:30 in The Sounds of Darkness. The Sons of Darkness is produced by Sherry van Beek.